Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the OKI Group conference call on third quarter and 9 months 2018 operating results. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Veronika Krychko, Head of Investor Relations in OKI Group. I'm honored to conduct today the conference call on third quarter and 9 months of 2018 operating results. Our call will start with updates on the group's operating performance and key developments provided by our CEO, Armin Burger, followed by Q&A session. The senior management team, Konstantin Arabidis, CFO, Anton Farlenkov, Head of Corporate Development, are joining us today and will be happy to answer your questions. That's all on my side, and I hand over the call to Armin Burger.
Thank you, Veronika. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to welcome you to our conference call tonight. As all of you may be aware, we recently reorganized our top management team to materialize more synergies for the group from our two-format business model. As a result of the changes, the board of directors announced me as new CEO of the OKI Group. I've been with the group for 5 years as CEO of our discount format, and I also was actively involved in the development of the group's strategy. For both formats, we see strong synergy potential, which will influence positively the group's future growth. But now, ladies and gentlemen, back to the developments in the third quarter. The sentiment in the food retail market up to date was very mixed, as macroeconomic instability and intensifying competition continued to put pressure on the sector's performance. The performance of OKI in the third quarter was also heavily influenced by these parameters, the macroeconomic headwinds, intensifying competition, and also some of the changes we made internally in our key business areas gave us, like service level, assortment mix, and freshers gave us some headwind as well. On top of this, we also saw the weakening consumer purchasing power putting negative pressure on our hypermarket business. Like-for-like basket growth in the third quarter was slightly negative, as the decline in items per basket wasn't fully offset by the increase in shelf inflation. For example, the inflationary growth of price, poultry, and sugar in OKI hypermarkets led to decline in respective categories sales in the third quarter. Striving to improve our customer value proposition in the third quarter, we focused our efforts on strengthening key business areas such as service level, the assortment mix, and quality of the fruit and vegetables. This is also one of our main focus in the next coming of months, to get stronger in these areas and refocus the business. To tailor our service level to the needs of modern customers, we initiated in the third quarter a rollout of self-scanning technology in St. Petersburg and Moscow hypermarkets and started the integration of a new supply chain management system, Oracle RPS, into the business processes. The new system will help the company to significantly increase the efficiency and accuracy of vast number of business processes connected to ordering and logistics operations. To strengthen our position in the assortment mix and further improve the quality of fruit and vegetable, we aim to put more emphasis on own import development and realization of synergies from the joint work with the discounter business in respect of purchasing terms improvement and the quality of the private labels. The developments on this front are expected to support the gross margin growth going forward in both businesses. As for the developments on the marketing front, in the third quarter, at the end of the third quarter to be correct, we started the publication of a weekly fresh category leaflet to strengthen our image. While we strive to make our promo campaigns more vocal, We keep our promo share at a stable level and have no intention in the future to increase them. Constantly searching for additional growth areas, we are carefully studying diverse business opportunities which can help to leverage our strengths. Here we see the wholesale business as one of the most promising areas to be developed further. As the business opportunity is still being analyzed, we will be able to provide more color on it at the beginning of the next year. Let me also mention our discounter business star. On the discounters front, the growing popularity of the unique value proposition continued to yield solid like-for-like traffic growth of 10.3% year-on-year in the third quarter. The slowdown in discount like-for-like average ticket growth in the third quarter was largely a result of two factors. Firstly, gradual change in consumption structure with a shift towards higher margin private labels led to an average like-for-like price per item decline by 1.8% year-on-year. Secondly, the change in the customer's consumption behavior on the back of unusually warm weather, which prevailed during the third quarter, led to an increase in the frequency of visits to convenience stores and a higher demand for traditional summer items such as ice cream and other topics, resulting in a moderate like-for-like item per client growth and only 0.5% year-on-year. In the third quarter, we continued in DART to enhance our assortment matrix by introducing 50 new private label SKUs. As of the end of the last quarter, the share of private label in the total SKUs stood at around 42 to 43%. We opened two additional stores in the third quarter, ending the quarter with 72 stores. For the rest of the year, we will open another 10 stores to finish the year with 19 store opening. I initially promised you 25 stores. These stores will come in February already. We just had to delay them slightly due to contractual reasons. This concludes my update, ladies and gentlemen, and now we are ready to take your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Armin. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we will open our lines for Q&A session.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. A voice prompt on the phone will indicate when your line is open. Please state your name before posing your question. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll now take our first question. Caller, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. That's Yulia Gerasimova from Goldman Sachs. I have three questions, please. The first one on the recent management changes. Armin, you mentioned that that was done to kind of extract some synergies between the two businesses. However, correct me if I'm wrong, but like hypermarkets and DA format are operating completely different assortment matrix, different logistics, supply chain, it's different customer value proposition. What kind of synergies actually you expect to have from the combining these two businesses under one management? Because I'm actually struggling to understand the rationale for that management change. That's the first question.
Yeah, that's very easy. Thank you for your question. If you think about the buying side in a private label area, we have a lot of synergies if we add the two quantities together. DA is very large in numbers in SKU, quantities already, and OK can profit from this one. We in DA obviously can, on the other hand, profit a lot from the purchasing power of OK on the branded side. Overall, as a business, we both, if you add it up, will have a better margin situation and much better cooperation with our suppliers. Internally, we also can obviously align certain business functions and certain departments which where we can probably save and where we can have positive effects as well.
For example, which kind of, can you be a little bit more specific on exactly what areas? I got the supplier outside, though actually under the One OK Group, I think you already have that supplier bargaining power, let's put it this way. But what exactly else?
Firstly, regarding our business functions, I don't want to comment here. You might understand we moved the head office of OK towards the south where the DAR head office is in a different building, but we still move it. Therefore, if you are closer to each other, you can talk better to each other and you find a lot of ways of creating synergies on all different channels. But I don't want to be more clear here. I can tell you that after people in the business know it. Regarding the buying side, here, in theory, we have the purchasing power already, but to be closer, to have probably negotiations together with the DAR team makes for both bigger quantities and much closer ties in the business. Therefore, it is easier if it's run by one guy, because from a logical point of view, I can push here a little bit more towards synergy creation.
Okay, thank you very much. My second question was on openings in the DAF format. As you just mentioned, you know, we expected 25 openings. It's rather going to be something like 19. So what's the key obstacle in getting more aggressive in terms of openings and open more stores? Because as I understand, the scale is really what you need to improve the profitability in that business.
This year we decided very, you know, I explained to you in the last conference call we had that we decided very late to reopen the opening schedule for DAR after we had the supermarket sale and we had to focus first on that one. We had now some very late contracts. We couldn't conclude them together with, normally we like to open with an alcohol license. We couldn't conclude on this space, and I didn't want to open in the middle of December without alcohol license, and therefore I moved it now to February. We will have these 5-6 additional openings in February. The opening schedule next year will not be diminished by it. We still will have 25 to 30 stores as it is in our business plan for next year as well.
Okay, that's clear. And my last question was about also profitability in this in the DAR business. So, given that I think when you had the first half conference call, we've noticed that there's some expanding losses in that business. You just told us that there is some improvement in the category mix. There is more shift to the higher margin private label products. So, has this positively affected the marginal side of the business? And do you see an improving on your losses in that part of the business?
Yeah, we saw a big improvement. We are very happy with the development, and as I said, the synergies should help us further. We are fully within our budgeted targets, and there is no negative aspect I could comment on.
So we basically, I think you mentioned on the first half conference call that you still target the break-even next year, so that's still intact.
For definite, even more so.
Okay, thank you. That's all for me.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. We'll now take our next question. Caller, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, Armin, everybody, hello. This is Alexei Krivoshapka from Prosperity. I would like to ask you a view about the hypermarket business. We see basically for quite some time now a significant deterioration in traffic in hypermarkets, which is now running around 6% in the quarter, more or less even spread across any month, which definitely is some sort of reflection of not attractive enough store versus the competition. What is your opinion about can this trend be changed? If so, what should be done to do it? Maybe on the category side, maybe on the CapEx side. And do you still hold by the previous statements which you gave at the Capital Markets Day, I guess back in May in Moscow, when you highlighted that you're looking to potentially increase the sales densities of hypermarkets. Is it still your objective? And if so, what steps are you willing to take to get there?
Yeah, to my opinion about our hypermarket business. You know, our key focus was always to aim for the middle income customer, for the family customer. This is what we still want to do. This is where we want to focus. We concentrated, in my opinion, a bit too much on cost cutting, on cost saving, which is important. And I'm from the discount business, and you probably might understand that this one is one of the highest priorities we have. On the other side, a customer who comes to OK wants service, wants a friendly cashier, doesn't want a queue at a meat counter, wants fresh qualities, and wants an appropriate assortment mix, which includes the items you can't buy in discount and you can't buy in supermarkets. Here we have to find the right balance between being cost conscious on the one side, not losing the focus there, on the other side, and I had a big discussion today with my directors who run the regions. Really we have to focus on freshness, we have to focus on the assortment mix, on convenience stores, and on the service level up to the degree we had it. If you get all these parameters right, you have a good future even in a very competitive market. Regarding the sales density, obviously, there are two parameters. The square meterage we use and the way we talked to reduce some of the square meterage of the really big stores. I fully approve what my predecessor Mirodrag said here. We want a good-sized city hypermarket with a high sales density and therefore better cost structures, clearly. On the other hand, obviously, sales density has a lot to do also with increasing sales and stopping the stagnation we have, and this is the next big target we have. That means altogether will lead to a positive trend again in the hypermarket business, and I'm confident that we will achieve that.
Arvind, may I ask you kind of, in terms of this positive trend which you mentioned just now, what is the amount of money which is involved in terms of investments into stores, if it's really needed, to kind of make them look more attractive or to get there? Or is it just simple operational work on a day-to-day basis which needs to be properly done to basically improve store performance? And do you have any kind of timing in mind in terms of when should we see this moment of recovery?
Now, good. Most of the stuff I mentioned to you doesn't cost any money. A smiling cashier is a management issue and not a money issue. Little re-merchandising and mini re-merchandising is not a topic of high expenditures either. The assortment mix is work from the buying department. From that side, I don't think we need a lot of money to do immediate changes, you know, to do a better job in giving the customer the right assortment, giving the customer the right fruit and veg quality. This is management, this is staffing issues, and here we will, from my side, latest till the second quarter 2019, I want to have here the execution of all these points, including the re-merchandising of the stores. We are already in preparation of it.
Okay, that's clear. And are there any plans to open any stores before you have this confirmation of your idea?
We want to open 2 stores next year and also enlarge 2 stores. This is in the budget like this, and at the right time we will announce also the locations.
Thank you. That's clear.
Thank you. It appears there are no further questions in the queue. It appears there are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the conference back to you.
Dear participants of the call, this is Veronica speaking. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask Armin or any other participants of the call. Our top management team will be ready to elaborate on any questions.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect.